In 2020, I had 155 groups booked. 9 of those groups were Canadian-based. This would have been over 850-plus people booked. And with the border not opening, I will have around 50 people booked over my whole hunting and fishing season. For us and many others, the government programs like the wage subsidy, the CEBA loan, the RRRF, and the NORP grant have been in no way helpful to keep our businesses afloat. Many of these businesses were not eligible. All it did, if we did take them, was extend our debt and add to our debt. We need these programs to be extended and tailored to seasonal and hard-hit businesses. Because when this tourism, when we start to recover, it is a long ways out for us to recover. Northwestern Ontario, our region is very unique. 95% or higher is U.S.-based clientele due to our population on the Canada and U.S. side of the border. So staycations are a great idea, but it's just not possible in our area to keep these businesses alive. We need a plan to fully reopen the border so these businesses can survive. For our long and new time guests, they rely on us for information, and we just don't have it. So they're lost. Canada needs these new tourism dollars that it brings, but more importantly, Northwestern Ontario needs tourism. Our sector has done our part for way too long, and we need a plan to reopen the border. 30-day extensions are making it much harder than it needs to be. Vaccinated Americans should be allowed to cross July 22nd with a full plan to reopen the border well before that. We need clarity. We need the chance to run our businesses and have a, we need to support the Northern Ontario economy like we've done for decades. We need the border open as soon as possible because we won't be here without it.